I'm going to do real brief introductions. This is an outstanding panel we have on litigation funding. The moderator is Dr. Juanita Deloach from Barnes and Thornburg. Juanita has an incredible background, including a PhD in electrical engineering. Before practicing law, she was a TI engineer, which grew up writing those applications. So, she's joined by Mark Nelson, also of Barnes and Thornburg. For those of you who don't know Mark, Mark's an accomplished patent litigator and has a lot of experience in the courts. The two folks from the funding arena are Kirsten Rogers from Certum Group. Kirsten also has a background in litigation that predates her role as a funder. And then Michelle Eber, who I had the pleasure of working with at Baker Botts, is also an accomplished litigator. Michelle is now at WestU Capital. She was at Validity for a long time before that, and we've done a couple of deals together. So, Doctor, I'll let you take it from there.
Thank you. Good morning. You will hear me call Mark by his last name because every time we've worked together, there has been several Marks, so you will hear me call him Nelson. But we're excited to be here this morning and talk to you about patent litigation funding. It is like the new sexy hot topic. I think a lot of other conferences have panels on this topic also. But it is a $15 billion industry right now. And this is a kind of new way for funding some litigation, so we're excited to come and talk to you. And as Kevin mentioned, when I got to put this panel together, we were not myopic, so we've got someone from the insurance side, someone from the funding side, and someone from the law firm side, so you will get a very well-rounded view of patent litigation funding. So we're going to start off with Michelle and have her talk about some of the different kinds of litigation funding models.
Yeah, sure. So just by way of background, thought it would be helpful to kind of lay out the groundwork in which funding can come into play in a patent case. The most basic way is through a litigation funder funding the patent owner or the client. And that can be either through a single case or a campaign where the patent owner is suing multiple defendants. Usually there's an arrangement where the funder is paying either all of the expenses and costs in the case or almost all. And then there is a discussion with the law firm about risk sharing there. Some law firms are willing to take more risks and have more appetite for risk than others. I'd say the most common arrangement is where the funder is paying half of the lawyer's fees, and the lawyer then in turn is taking the other half of their fees on risk in exchange for some piece of the back end at the end of the day. The other primary way it can be structured is through funding the law firm rather than the patent owner. And usually the way that works is that the law firm has a portfolio of cases. It can start out with a couple, and then I think most funders will allow you to start out with a couple and then add as you go. In that arrangement, the lawyer has a full contingency arrangement with the client, and then the funder is paying the law firm on the back end because the arrangement's between the law firm and the funder. When there's a portfolio of cases like that, the returns are cross-collateralized, meaning that if any of those cases resolve, that can go to pay off the funder. And so as a result, you know, a lot of the benefits that we hear from law firms to the portfolio arrangement is that, A, you can usually get better pricing because it's less risky for the funder as opposed to kind of a single case. And B, that if you've already got a relationship with a funder and you already have the agreement in place, you've already worked out the terms, it's just a lot less headache than having to go shop around to a whole bunch of funders every time you have a case. And so we've heard from folks that they like that for those reasons. There's some other variations on those structures, right? You could fund only the expenses and the lawyers could take all the fees on risk, for example.
There's other, variations there, but those are the primary